The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a record number of evictions have been issued by landlords during the first 3 months of the year. This is compared to the same period in 2025. The data collated by the RTB overlaps new rental rules, which are, of course, introduced on the 1st of March. And Marion Finnegan, Sherry Fitzgerald Managing Director, joins us now to discuss these findings. Marion, are you surprised to see the number of evictions have climbed so significantly?
Probably not. I mean, I think we've known for well over a decade now that there were a lot of challenges in the rental market, and every time new legislation came in, it created further disturbance. And whether the intention was to stabilise the market, which it was, inevitably the law of unintended consequences can kick in. And this was one of them, where landlords who were perhaps trying to make a decision as to whether or not they were going to liquidate their asset or not saw the new legislation coming in and thought the opportunity to do so was before it came into place.
Okay.
And many people made that decision.
Marion, remind us what those new regulatory changes to the rental market, what they were about.
Well, they're really about bringing a level of stability into the marketplace. And that, and in doing so, they were looking at providing tenants with greater security. So they were moving into a six-year rolling protected tenancy agreement. They were allowing greater controls from a landlord if they owned a larger properties. They were ensuring that people weren't evicted unnecessarily. There was a lot of very, very strong positive measures included in the legislation. But for a landlord who has perhaps been considering or wondering whether or not they would like to remain a landlord, whether they want to liquidate the asset, invest it in something else, extend their own home, use it to pay back debt, the possibility of having a barrier in place that would prevent them from doing so is what motivated people to get out of the market. It's not dissimilar, albeit different, to what happened during the eviction ban. So after the eviction ban was lifted at that point in a couple of years ago, similarly, a lot of landlords took the opportunity to get out of the market. And really, what we're looking at here is trying to resolve for this issue. It's like moving the deck chairs in the Titanic. It doesn't solve any solution. We need to find a way to encourage landlords to remain in the marketplace. But much more importantly, we need to put a line in the sand and get more landlords to join the marketplace into the future.
Okay. And I hear what you're saying, that some landlords took the opportunity to get out because they didn't like the new regulation. And I also appreciate what you're saying, that the simple act of constantly moving the goalposts for landlords probably was enough to have a cumulative effect on people maybe not wanting to. But that doesn't add up to the fact that the number of private landlords apparently have risen by 1.3% annually, and there are now over 105,000 of them. So is that indicative of a stabilisation there, the increase, albeit small, in the number of landlords?
I haven't seen the source of the data, so I don't really want to comment on that directly without knowing exactly where it came from. Now, what we have seen over the last number of years, we have seen investors, the larger PRS investors coming back into the marketplace. I certainly have not seen any increase in private individuals.
By the way, the 1.3%, that's from the RTB as well.
Yeah. So, okay, a few things in relation to that. To put it simply, is that there are 1.3% more people registered as private landlords, not necessarily net new landlords into the system. And there is a difference between the two, in that this is a fluid market. Not everyone was regulated. Not everyone was registered. More may have become registered in the last 12 months. If you look at the data from the mortgage lending data in terms of private investors in the marketplace, it's negligible. It's in very, very low figures.
All right.
Our own analysis would say that there was about 32% of our vendors were investors leaving the marketplace, and only 9% of our purchasers were investors. So nothing in any of that data would suggest a net increase in private investors.
So you think even if there's an increased number of landlords, it doesn't mean there's an increased number of properties necessarily.
Exactly.
And is that still the issue? We keep hearing every time there's a new DAFT report or what have you, or a new myhome.ie report, that the number of houses available to rent in any given area is minuscule in terms of what's required.
100%. That's the biggest problem. So again, I think we've discussed this before. If you went back to 2008, there would have been 28,000 tenancies available to rent at any one time across the country. That figure is now in the low single digit thousands. There's areas of the country where there is literally nothing available to rent. The reason for that is that we were heavily reliant on private landlords. We completely, we increased the level of regulation in the industry. We increased the charge on the landlords and made it unattractive for landlords to remain within the sector. But we have to put that to the past. We can't change what we've done in the past. We need to now put a line in the sand and say, how are we going to reverse this trend and bring new landlords into the marketplace? I think that's where we need to be focusing our attention on. And really, the only way you're going to achieve that is by encouraging them to be part of the new home solution. So we do know that when the PRS sector was functioning correctly, we saw that nice increase in the stock of units being constructed. Croí Cónaithe is brought in place to encourage private individuals to purchase apartments. We need a blend of a solution where we look at private investors purchasing apartments, purchasing houses to make them available for our population to rent. Because presuming that we only need to find a solution for first-time buyers is to the detriment of the wider economy and competition and everything else.
Okay. Marion, was said in the Dáil, Piers Doherty said that the situation we're seeing, this 50% rise in evictions and all, I suppose, the fallout that we're seeing in terms of the rental market is a damning indictment of government policies. Is he actually right? Has the government, the various actions that they've taken in terms of trying to regulate the market, caused more harm than good?
Unfortunately, I think the rental market, we have failed in terms of stabilising the rental market for well over a decade. And I think the government have made some very, very good measures in relation to the first-time buyer market, but they have failed the rental sector. There is a lot of very positive endeavours taken in, and indeed in this recent legislation. But the damage is done in terms of sentiment for private investors. And that's what we need to rethink. People need to understand if they invest in this marketplace and put their, and you have to allow people to be able to liquidate assets. If they invest in the private rental sector, we have to give them certainty that they can liquidate the asset, and we have to give them certainty in terms of policy into the future. And I do believe we need to incentivize them to reinvest in the marketplace.
Yeah, someone has texted and said, so the government takes 50% of a landlord's rent and is now telling them they've no control over their own property and must keep renting, paying. In reality, who would sign up for this situation? We always get pushback from landlords when we discuss this issue. Of course, the cost of renting for tenants now is significant as well, Marion. The RTB also say that, for example, new rents are being set with about a 12% increase in the likes of Limerick. I suppose that's a reflection of these are new and probably high quality, but also that sort of backdrop of very short supply. You must be seeing something similar, very, very high rents.
Rents for new properties have increased, but not, I haven't seen levels as high as 12%. Limerick is a particularly choked market, both for properties to buy and to rent. So that it possibly reflects that. The Midwest is particularly challenged in terms of housing supply for all types of property. But we will continue to see rental inflation. And it's the level of rental inflation over the last 10 years exceeds the level of price inflation significantly. We'll continue to see that if we do not get the private investors back. The BRS sector will help find a solution or will help provide part of the solution for the larger urban areas. But we do need stability in the interest rate environment and the policy environment for that to occur. We'd started to see an uplift in sentiment towards that sector, which is positive towards the beginning of this year. But that won't solve rural Ireland's rental crisis. We do need to get the private investors to back into that sector if we want to get some stability.
Ken and Kerry has texted to say, I have a house. It'll be vacant for up to 2 years now. I was going to rent it out, but I was told not to because the regulations and the red tape. I was advised I'd be better off leaving it empty. And someone else says, why can't the government become landlords and rent out properties for fair rent? They can do it in other countries. Houses should not be used as investments. It's naive to think houses aren't investments. I mean, property is an investment and people with money put it there. And maybe lastly on it, do you see much of a, we've had conversations on the station about this before as well, Marion. Are there people out there who would like to buy for whatever reason can't find something in the price range, but are actually paying more in terms of rent than they would be for an equivalent mortgage on the property that they're in?
Oh, 100%.
So rent is now higher. And that's a mark of dysfunction, isn't it?
Exactly. And that points to the level of the function. So we've brought in a lot of measures for first-time buyers to support them to get onto the property ladder. But the challenge is that they're in rental accommodation, which is costing them an awful lot more than on a monthly basis than it would be to buy a property. Yeah. And that again points to how deep the crisis is. We have, and I think it's important to balance all of this out, we have made huge progress for the first-time buyers. But we now need to refocus on what we do for those that are renting in the marketplace and get that market more stable.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Marion Finnegan there, Sherry Fitzgerald, Managing Director.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.